DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I love it. This will wake you up. It's just a classic. Like, this is on my cardio playlist.
312-644-6767. Keep the names coming. Let's go, Layla. What they got for Daniel Palencia as the Cubs celebrate a big series opening win against the Guardians, in which Palencia threw 10 pitches and said, "Watch this. Catch me if you can." All of the things.
It was an Usher watch this type of moment, wasn't
watch
it?
Watch this.
630 says Palencia Lina. Not bad. 224 says El Fuego. Fair. 847 says, how about calling Palencia Fire and Ice? I like all of these names.
I like 309 the best.
Yes?
Gasolencia.
Ooh.
They're all a little bit too long, but...
No, but they're clever.
But Gasolencia has that wit to it. You know what I'm saying?
They're fun.
They're punny.
They are. They're punny and fun. And then 847, just keeping up with our Matthew Boyd theme. Matthew Boyd taught me how to change a tire and the importance of checking my car's fluid levels.
He really is the father that stepped up.
Matthew Boyd taught me how to tie a tie.
Full Windsor, not a half Windsor, a full Windsor.
Daddy needs a sleep.
Matthew Boyd taught us about the importance of knowing that if you take your date to a restaurant, you better know how to pay for everything on the menu.
What about Senior Fumo? That's from 847.
I like them all. Also, like, I didn't know we got accents in our words on the text line, and there's a tilde over the end. So I feel like this is a good development. We also get the baseball emoji. Other than that, it's really hard to see like what pictures are on the text line. I like all of this.
I like this entire movement, but most of all, I like that this fan base is seemingly happy on day one of a big week in which you started the week with a very small lead in the National League Central, and now you've grown it a little bit, day by day, right?
By day, amen. You're up to 2.5 games, but regardless, Daniel Palencia deserves not only the appreciation for what he's doing, but the progress. Like, Pitching Ninja had him featured last night. I always feel like that's a big compliment, too. No better person, maybe, though, to ask about his progress than Craig Counsell. Let's hear what he had to say about his, dare I say it, closer.
It's confidence as much as anything. I think he just turned the corner. I mean, we've talked about this in spring training. I thought he had, his just kind of, it's the first time we talked, it was clear that he had turned the corner here. In young players, one of the things you're looking for is like, can I assess what happened last year? Like, can I self-assess and can I do it well and can I do it fairly? you know. And I thought he, you know, as well as I've seen in a long, just understood what happened last year to him. And then you make the necessary adjustments. And a lot for Daniel was, you know, it was just a mental kind of, and it was, you know, through the confidence issue, and then trust in kind of what he's great at. And I think we've seen that as well.
Don't you like it when people work hard and then they get to have the fruits of their labor show and then they get to improve on it and your boss is happy with you?
I like development, right? I like the fact that if you take a look at where Daniel Palencia has come from and his earlier time spent in the major leagues and the improvement that he's made after a couple of stints in 2023 and 2024, here he is having made 28 appearances. 23 of them have been scoreless. His whip is under one. Oof. His strikeouts per nine, 10.5. I feel like he's gotten to a place of comfort. And if you look back just at the game yesterday, right, that Lane Thomas at bat was it for me. And here's why. It's the second guy he faced after he gets Carlos Santana to fly out to Kyle Tucker. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that he did not go off speed. He said, strike one, strike two, strike three. And the result was Thomas said, I'm going to swing at the first one. I'm going to watch the second one go by. I guess it's 0-2. I might as well try to hit the third one. And the result was the same.
No, like slow motion, the bat just kind of drifts. I agree with that. It was just a signature way to shut a batter down and also show you that if your fastball is really quality, if it's not too straight, if the batter doesn't get used to it, which they will, even now at 101, 101 and a half, 102, they will. You are working with your best stuff and you don't care. And even the next at bat where he ends the game with that swinging slider inside, that slider was well out of the zone. But that's what you can do when you set up your fastball so well. Palencia's numbers so far, 30 innings, a .180 ERA. Marshall mentioned the whip. The fielding independent percentage also incredibly valid at 2.72. 35 strikeouts to only 10 walks. He's my closer. That's how I feel about it.
Well, yeah. You were the one calling for him to close. I was the one saying, I like Keller in that role a little bit more.
It was really simple for me, though, the formula. I was like, what's he throwing? All right, let's work.
So can we call him, like, I think he's the closer for the rest of this year, but can we say he is the future of the Cubs, like, closing, for multiple years? Because I think he has the stuff.
You know what's really funny is we kind of said the same thing about Porter Hodge last year. You know, this was the same type of discussion. And we thought Porter Hodge had earned that spot. He had worked his way into it. Outside of all of this is Ryan Pressly, who I think is doing a good job being a teammate in all of this. You're not hearing any sort of complaints. You're not hearing any discussion. You're not seeing any body language that concerns you when he gets on the mound at whatever juncture in the game it is. You know, this is working because a lot of people are allowing it to as well.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is understanding that Craig Counsell has full control over who his bullpen guys are in what roles, and it's highly defined, but we've also seen him mix it up. And the beautiful part is Palencia may be, by definition, the closer, but if he has the middle of a lineup coming up in the eighth inning, we know, because we've seen it happen, that Craig Counsell will go to Palencia and say, I'll have you handle the meat of the order and get someone else on the back end.
Very good point. 815, Matthew Boyd is the guy who said he had to run to the store to get cigarettes and actually came back and brought snacks home.
Oh, wow. Wow.
These are so good. Somebody said he taught him how to shave. 5'6"3. Matthew Boyd has to remind me to close the door because the AC is running. You guys are getting me today. This hour on The Score is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We have to close our Daniel Palencia discussion on Raheem and Harris and open up what happened yesterday. I actually want to start with a caller. Is that a wild thing to do?
No, bring me the caller.
Okay, let's start with our caller, who makes a good point, I think, in a comparison about the extension discussion with Kyle Tucker. Is it Kevin? Is that who we have as our caller? Kevin, you're on The Score.
Hey, Layla. Hey, Marshall. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Hello.
Hey, so, you know, the place that the Cubs are at right now reminds me a lot of where the Blackhawks were in, like, 2011, 2012, when they re-signed Patrick Sharp. It was coming up time to re-sign the rest of the core, Kane, Taves, and all that. And I remember thinking, that they were overpaying at the time and mortgaging the future. I was worried about that. I remember sitting there at the United Center before a game, and my dad said to me, Kevin, enjoy it while it lasts because you don't know when it's going to happen again. And the team that the Cubs have on the field this season, I mean, at the beginning of the season, they had the best lineup offensively in the majors for a long time. The run differential is insane. And the bullpen is finally coming around. And, you know, the backside of the bullpen with the high leverage situation is a lockdown. So, you know, to take a page out of the Cubs book from their 2018 marketing campaign with I'm in, mm-hmm. let's have Jed push the chips in, sign Tucker, and, you know, extend this team, you know, maybe not for 14 years like they were talking about with Guerrero at the $600 million. But if it takes a lot of money to keep Tucker around and to, you know, maybe give up prospects, not owing Casey, but even Horton or somebody like that to get the arms you need at the top of the rotation to make a playoff push, I think now's the time to do it because tomorrow is not promised. Tucker could be a Yankee or a Dodger or who knows what next year. So take advantage of this while we've got it.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin, thank you for the call. Thank you for the motivational speech. And also, I think setting up our next topic. It's fun when you can have a caller do that. And thanks for the history regarding Patrick Sharp as well. I think it's a little different because the NHL salary cap is so prohibitive. But that even makes the discussion even more, I think, a good illustration because of how concerning at the time the Sharp discussion was. This is Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score. And let's, Marshall, bring up our conversation with former Major League General Manager who you covered in Cincinnati and who's now with The Athletic and CBS Sports, Jim Bowden, who has been saying since at least February it was going to take over $600 million to sign Kyle Tucker.
And he has not shifted.
He said it again, didn't he? Let's listen.
I've said this before. I'll stand by it. He's going to get a six in front of his number. He's going to get $600 million. Yeah, I mean, Guerrero got $500 and Tucker's a better player. Great defender, great arm, and they're just few and far between when you're in your 20s like he is. He's going to age well. You can feel comfortable giving him a 10 or 12 year contract, and he's a complete player. There's nothing he can't do. You guys are witnessing it.
Okay, so on its face, sounds dangerous, right? What are you talking about? Let's be honest. $500 million sounds dangerous, and then you're going to take it another $100 million up? $600 million?
To the Cubs, $300 million sounds dangerous.
To the Cubs, $200 million sounds unprecedented because it would be.
Right.
So I think some context is needed here because when we talk about the Vladimir Guerrero deal, as he brought up, mm-hmm. it's $500 million. It's not like it's $500 million over, I don't know, 10 years. It's $500 million over 14 years. That basically takes him through, what, his age 40 season? So I think that's a little bit different than when you say $600 million because, one, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is younger than, one, Kyle Tucker. I think that's a start right there. And so you try to understand how long does this need to play out. To me, the AAV, the annual average value, that is what the important number is here. I don't know if you heard Bruce Levine a couple of weeks ago talking about maybe it's 5 years for $250 million because that's a five-year window, and now you're paying him $50 million a year. I wonder how the Juan Soto deal is going to affect this, if anything. But I remember yesterday, Bowden, when he talked to us, said it was the worst deal ever, the Juan Soto deal.
Yes, and I understand why he's going to say that. And I respect Jim Bowden sharing that with us yesterday. If you missed it, you can go to the Odyssey app. You could check it out under our podcasts on Raheem and Harris on The Score. So that's a way to find it. It's worth another listen, I think, especially when you had Carter Hawkins on The Score earlier with Mully and Haw, and then you had Jed Hoyer talking before the game yesterday. But he's not throwing that number out there because it's not valid. He's telling you based on the value of what happened with Shohei Ohtani, where that was the exact opposite of what you talk about, Marshall. That was the extended deferred money, and then you have the Juan Soto deal, that it's reasonable to say, given Kyle Tucker's value, and he's showing it as to why the Cubs are even in this discussion right now. He's showing you why they're in first place in the division, why that is a number that is reasonable, even when you know there's a potential work stoppage on the way. This is a story that we're going to talk about until they make a decision, right? This is not like we haven't discussed it before. What's new, though, is the fact that when you're checking in, especially ahead of the trade deadline with a former general manager in baseball, sometimes the valuation does change. We've seen that with other people. Sometimes it gets a little lower, then it gets higher again, or other factors outside of the market, say a CBA, for example, will affect it. But he's been steadfast. He said 615 in February. He's still saying it's north of 600 now, and I appreciate the check-in.
I think the biggest thing for me is understanding what would you be comfortable with as a fan of a team, an observer of baseball, in seeing the Cubs give him, and what will be the actual number you think he will earn on the open market. Because let's be honest, this thing's going to the open market. The Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, all the Phillies, all the big boy spenders are going to be there.
It's not a discussion for today. I am going to have it later. But when you consider the offensive production of this infield for the expectation of a playoff team, it really makes you appreciate what Tucker is doing even more. And that's part of that that sits with me.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.